This is KUT. It was probably a staple of your high school experience, that little oasis in between classes where you could do everything from collect your books to freshen up your makeup to check if your baby mustache is still growing in. But it's an experience that most kids now don't get the chance to have. KUT's Kate McGee reports on the vanishing school locker.
If you've ever watched a John Hughes movie, it seems like he couldn't make one about high school without at least one scene in front of a locker. It's where you could store your, things, like in the Breakfast Club.
It's drugs. Screw that, Bender. Put it back.
Drugs. Boy has marijuana. Do you approve of this?
Or yell at your boyfriend and maybe shove him into a locker, like in Pretty in Pink.
You're a liar! You're ashamed to be seen with
no,
me!
No, I am
You're
not.
Ashamed to go not. Out with me! You're afraid! No.
Or it's where you complain to your friends about your parents when they forget your birthday, like in 16 Candles.
They could have at least said happy birthday. I mean, it was just like any other day.
Why don't you remind them?
But if you're in high school today, school hallways are missing one sound. Instead, it sounds something like this. At Aikens High School in South Austin, students walk right by rows of lockers on either side of the hall. But most high school students in Austin Public Schools don't get lockers anymore unless they specifically request one. Out of the more than 2,700 students at Aikens, only two have requested a locker this year, both for medical reasons. The rest are wired shut.
It's just one of those antiques almost of education is the locker.
Brady Hozak is the principal at Aikens. Across the country, schools have been phasing out lockers for years. Students no longer use textbooks and don't need a place to store those heavy books.
That's not where education is anymore. The best teaching is certainly not done from a textbook, and there's nothing in a current textbook right now that we can't be more innovative and authentic with.
At one time there was a use, but now I think that use is not needed. And kids like to be mobile. I mean, and that's the world we live in. So they're way more flexible.
That's Craig Shapiro. He's a principal at Crockett High School.
I mean, but even if you take a look at the kids here and what they bring in on a day, at Crockett they'll bring their Avid binder and they'll have their electronic gizmo of choice.
Avid is a program that helps students apply for college.
And that's enough. But they're not having to lug 8 textbooks. They're either at home or in a central place within the building. So it's really about accessing the resources that are on the line.
Paige Derrickson is a senior at Aikens. She hasn't had a locker since middle school, and she's fine with that.
It's a lot easier, you know, having everything on me at all times, not having to, you know, go back to my locker because I forgot my notebook or having to go back to get a pencil, you know, it's so much easier.
There are other reasons why schools don't assign lockers. It gives students fewer places to hide drugs or weapons. But Hozak and Shapiro say that's less of a concern for them. Even though they're not being used, Austin ISD still installs lockers in newly built schools. It's unclear why. Austin ISD could not provide an official for comment before deadline. But a new school district committee asked to evaluate the district's facilities could decide whether it's necessary to include lockers in future schools. Or they could take a page from the Netflix series The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
The school's broke. They've been renting out the lockers as hotel rooms.
Something tells me the committee won't be into that idea. Kate McGee, KUT News.